Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hey, John, how are you? Hey, you know, first of all, I got to say it's an honor to speak with you. You are a true legend in this town.
You want to talk about
tonight?
You want to talk about legends? Let's talk about Beverly Records, my friend. Come on. I mean, I don't know how many times I've been in your store. Not recently, okay. but I've been in there looking at 45s.
Yeah, your picture's on the wall.
What?
Yeah, we got your picture up with our local celebrity, of course.
Oh, man. Okay. Do I have hair?
Well, it's from the 90s, so I don't know. We all had hair.
I did end up hair in the 90s. Thank God. Well, thank you for putting that picture up. And joining me tonight. So, John Resnes is the owner of Beverly Records. It's been in the family since, when did all this start? 1967?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was my grandma who started it.
Imagine having a business that's still going in 1967. And it's always been, for lack of a better term, a record store, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's funny you're calling me now. Like, this Thursday night in the 70s, WGN, and I forget who it was. I'm sure I would remember the name. But whoever the late night DJ was in the 70s would always call my grandma, and they would do because there was no internet.
Right.
And they would do, hey, I'm trying to find this song, and I don't know what it is, and I know a couple words from it. And so they would just do an hour. People would just call in, and they would play a song, and she'd have to guess it. And she'd get it right half the time.
Sounds like a blast. Although now you do have the internet, but still.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. Like, that was how I think we got famous, quote-unquote famous, in the city of Chicago, because we were the only store at that time in the early 70s who would take the time to find out the answers to these questions that people had about music. So with that came, you know, repeat business, and soon enough, but a little bit of fortune came with it, too, so.
At 11612 Southwestern in Chicago, you know, I think I'm pretty sure it was word of mouth that made me aware of your store. You know, somebody in the early to mid 70s when I got here was like, hey, you got to check this record store out. This is unbelievable. And I've heard about it every decade since. And I remember in the 90s when I was on that oldie station, needless to say, people were telling me about the store then. And still going strong, and today's the anniversary of vinyl. But I want to get to, we'll get to that. But I understand that you're available for DJ parties.
Yes. So I still bring the records out, John. This is just like 1984. carrying all those records to all the gigs. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's for fun at this point.
Of course it is.
A lot of money at this, but
it's always fun,
right? But yeah. it's so nice to bring out the 45s and boom, it's 1987 again, right? It just everything feels it feels good when you're playing records, and sometimes people don't even know I'm playing records, but they're having such a good time, they got to come over and they see, and then it's like it clicks, like, oh, okay, well the music sounds great because it's on vinyl.
Well, you know, I started in radio a long, 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 long time ago, and played music for a long, 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 long time. And, you know, eventually I ended up at radio stations where there were unions involved, and I didn't get to touch anything as far as the music. And they had to transfer from vinyl to something called a tape cartridge. But up until then, you know, I played nothing but, for a while, I played nothing but 45s, you know? Mm-hmm. And then eventually, you know, some album stuff came in, but still, the 45 RPM record was a mainstay of rock stations up until, I guess, what came after that? I don't know. I don't know. Stations have now play it like digitally off of a hard drive or something. But, you know, then.
Yeah, who knows?
It was the 45.
Computer program now.
Yeah. And you still have 45s, yes?
We have so many 45s, John. Because what happened, we've become, first of all, we're not a typical record store. But
no.
Beyond that.
Yeah.
If you go into, quote unquote, a new or, you know, hoity-toity, record shop, they don't have any 45s. Maybe they have a small section in the back of, two or three boxes. We have triple the amount of albums that we've been as 45s because during this time in the 70s and 80s.
Uh-oh, I think we just lost him. Get him back! by the way, as I understand it too, Beverly Records now will rent you a karaoke machine with over 900 songs on it.
Wow.
For $99. That sounds like a great deal and a great party. Go to the website to check out all the songs that are included. That website is www.beverlyrecords.com. I will, if not tonight.
All right, hey, Janet.
There he is. No problem.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
But, hey.
But, yeah, we're back.
Yeah, it's technology. I have no idea.
Right.
So, but nobody is putting, how do I put this? Nobody is putting out new material on 45s, are they?
Yeah, there's a little bit, but it's not like the old days. In the old days, it was the jukebox guys, right?
Right.
It was the coin op guys that they'd come in and they would buy hundreds, so 45s were sold in stacks of 25s in boxes, and they would buy four boxes. Of whatever the top, and we'd have a whole Hot 100, every 45 going, and, whatever song we needed, we had many copies.
Right.
So, and they would bring them back to us after they're done. So, and basically give them back to us because they didn't know what to do with them after they're not hit. So, our store is literally, stacked.
Yeah.
Stacks and stacks of 45s, if you love 45s, this is a spot.
Right.
We got a lot of them.
But they reissue 45s now, do they or do they not?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Because they did a long time for jukeboxes, the jukebox industry is now, it's all been converted to...
Oh, yeah, forget it. No, right. Yeah.
But every once in a while, somebody might have one in their basement, but that's definitely not enough. Demand for them to start reissuing 45s. But we still have a lot of those reissues because we did,
yes.
And they were making them. We did stock them then, and we still have quite a few. So,
and needless to say, you have, albums, probably thousands of them, which of course are vinyl. And do you carry any new vinyl releases, or is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a lot of interest in the new albums.
Right.
It's kids. It's kid teenagers.
Yeah.
That have found vinyl as a way to connect with the artist. So we'll get calls. There was a Jack White that just came out.
Jack White,
this week. So
I think he owns his own record.
They allocated it.
I think he owns his own record pressing company in the Detroit area or something.
In Nashville, I think.
Oh, Nashville?
It could be Detroit, but I think it's Nashville.
Nah, my bad.
Yeah, I'm not certain myself, but I think
it's
Nashville.
Right, right. He was one of the first, I think.
Yes. People have embraced it, like Tom Petty or Jack White, Dave Grohl. There's certain artists out there that just know how good sound should sound, how records should sound.
Right.
And even when you play your favorite, I don't know, Thin Lizzy or, whatever your favorite album is, Lynyrd Skynyrd from the 70s.
Right.
And then you play, and maybe they did it like a reissue. Like, let's take the Rolling Stones, for example. Rolling Stones, 1978, whatever that album was, I can't remember the name of it. But
Some Girls?
There you go, Some Girls. 1978 release of Rolling Stones. It sounds raw. It sounds powerful. It sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And they just came out with an album last year It sounds good. It sounds clean. It sounds studio. It almost sounds fake.
It's
something about the way those old studios recorded and the sounds that, you know, the way they echoed off the walls. It wasn't perfect, but it sounded just raw and good and human. I don't know any other way to explain it than that.
No, that's the way that it's described to the, I've heard it described that way by people who are interested and who have that affection for vinyl, that that's one of the things that they say about it, is that it has that human, real depth to it that something that's digital just doesn't have. John, thank you for being with us. Why don't you give us all the store hours and location and phone numbers and websites and everything?
Absolutely. Well, we're at 116th and Western, our south side in the Beverly neighborhood. BeverlyRecords.com. You can find us on the internet, and you can find us on all the social medias, the Facebooks and the Twitters at Beverly Records.